Hello everyone and welcome again to the Sports Scientist podcast. You're listening to the voice of Daniel. This is the channel of audio blogs, the most updated and reliable sports science matters. This one is the third episode on running shoes, and I hope you have been listening to my previous episodes on the different types of shoes and the necessity to choose the appropriate footwear for your foot. Well, above everything, even the past two blogs, mine was also an argument against the other group of scientists. So what I would like to inform here is that simple arguments or advertisements cannot be trusted upon until some favorable numbers depicts the same. That leads us to the fresh topic of today, which is biomechanics and running shoes, a cute love story. Let's go check them out. From previous blogs and episodes, I think as of now we know the different types of shoes. Now it's the time to view the biomechanics involved behind designing them. In this way, you can develop an understanding about the process of choosing the shoes appropriate for your requirements. Also, we would get to figure out if the claims that the shoe companies make are of any statistical significance at all. Studies have proved that maximal shoes increased loading rate and impact peak than the neutral shoes. Therein, the minimalistic shoes showed no such significant impact on either running performance or on running economy. But the thing is, both the shoes were designed to produce inverse results. That is, maximal shoes were produced to improve the force factors and the minimalistic shoes to improve the running economy. Let's get into the numbers now. The maximal shoes were primarily designed to improve shock absorption and facilitate force distribution, and eventually it would minimize the risk of injuries. Anecdotally, runners have proclaimed that the maximal running shoes have reduced few running-related pains, only a few running-related pains, especially the onset of pains that appears after a few miles of running. Pollard et al. Conducted a study by June 2018 to examine the effect of a maximal running shoe versus a neutral running shoe on the lower extremity running biomechanics before and after a 5-kilometer run. They found that the runners portrayed a higher loading rate and a greater impact peak while performing in a maximal shoe than the neutral shoe. I have given the numbers in my blog and also the graphical representations. Please check them out. They have normalized their data into body weights so as to provide a compatible data along a different versatile population. A higher loading rate implies that the runner is in a greater risk of cultivating a running-related injury. They concluded that maximal shoes cannot be recommended or advised for a beginner or for an individual who is used to running in a minimalistic shoe. Any runner should actively consider the danger of increased risk of injury while they are switching into maximal shoes, or to be honest, any kind of shoes. Also, it is quite sensible to have a different approach to this aspect. So let's take this into account. Imagine you're running in a shoe with too much of cushioning. You do realize that this can actually reduce the stability of your body, that is, it can result in a loss of balance and can also cause injuries like ankle sprains or twists, and even knee pains. These high cushioning shoes also interferes with the natural forefoot strike patterns. This might mess up the cadence or gait of a runner who is a forefoot striker naturally. And a fun fact, forefoot strikers are more comfortable in minimalistic shoes. Oh, how can that be? Maybe that's why maximal shoes cannot be recommended to a person using minimalistic shoes. We have to dig in further. In another much recent study by Joel T. Fuller et al. By August 2018, stated that minimalistic shoes did not affect the running performance, efficiency or running economy, but they revealed that there was a significant increase in the plantar flexor strength with the use of minimalistic shoes. The minimalistic shoe users had a thicker abductor hallucis or a thinner proximal plantar fascia and also a thicker Achilles tendon. A thinner plantar fascia can easily predispose the runner into plantar fasciitis. A minimalistic shoe user revealed a thinner heel pad as well. This thinner heel pad possessed a greater risk for the heel strikers, as it is a great risk to the calcaneal fractures, spurs, and even at times impingements. Studies have depicted that the Achilles tendon thickening is a type of adaptation occurring in runners. However, there are no clear evidences to state that this adaptation is either beneficial, that is, if it's either boon or bane to the runner. Because quite a few studies have suggested that the thicker tendons pose to be a predisposing factor of tendinitis and tendinopathy. Joel et al. Also found out that the change in running performance and running economy did not differ much with respect to the minimalistic shoes and the neutral shoes. At least statistically, there was no significance. But in consideration of the benefits to any elite athletes, even a small or a microsecond changes in their timing parameters or energy expenditure will result in a greater advantage to their sports career. It doesn't matter if the statistics were significant or non-significant. So, what is the whole point of the whole research then? At the end of the day, all that matters to the athletes are their performance and long-term sustainment to their career. So all they expect from a shoe is which or what shoe improvises their performance and at the same time reduces the risk of injuries. From the much recent researches by Pollard et al. And Joel et al., it can be observed that the relationship between the type of shoes and running performance or even running economy in that aspect is not very profound. Currently, there is not one single globally accepted recommendation with respect to the running shoes. Yes, you heard it right. There are generalized classifications about the regards to the sport, but not a globally accepted individualized shoe recommendation. But recent studies have emphasized that user comfort is a major factor regardless of the guidelines. Of course, the choice of shoes should be limited by the game rules and guidances. But at any point in time, these are being extensively studied and newer innovations and concepts are constantly being invented and commercialized. Thanks to the technological advancements, the manufacturers can now use these modern-day simulations to predict the efficacy of the shoes before they even launch them in the market. Beyond research and studies, a perfect shoe or any product in that case is solely dependent on the individual's comfortability. The more comfortable the athlete feels, the more natural he or she can perform. Also, a study by Luo et al. Suggests that it's better to opt the most comfortable shoes for running as it significantly improvised performance. Nick and Benno concluded that running on a comfortable shoe resulted on a better VO2 max even. Performance is strongly associated with psychological status. As a runner by myself, I feel much comfortable and easy when I use the high cushion shoes. But the effect of it in my performance was not observed by me, because I was not too focused on it, let me say. But yeah, while using a minimal shoe, I often felt that the intensity of DOMS was higher than that of my regular running shoes, which is the high cushioning shoes. This is only my experience and this is only my perception. I strongly believe that each athlete has their comfortability and preferences. It is a quite important factor to consider before concluding a decision. It is quite unfortunate to state that we cannot recommend any particular shoes for any particular athlete or even any particular event in that aspect. But I think it's our responsibility to create an awareness or educate the athletes according to the use of different various available technology and gadgets to monitor their progress and injury risk. There are numerous accessories to make use of. A further detailed information is given in the blog of the episode called Tech Run. These can be used to provide an alternative solution to the best or appropriate shoe decisions. As usual, I'd like to end this episode with a cute quote. Comfortable shoes and necessary integrations of appropriate technologies are the best combo to have a good injury-free running life. Thank you all for listening, and please subscribe to the Sports Scientist blog. I've given the link in bio, and stay updated. Bye-bye.